Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Almost Christmas, Merry Christmas Eve. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour, and I'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Since it's Christmas Eve, you all get a gift today, and the gift is one I hope that you'll give to yourself. It's permission for pleasure. That's the topic today. Give yourself permission to know, be, and express who you really are. If you struggle with self-love, sexual fulfillment, or sexual expression, call in and we'll have a little chat. The number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. The lines are open. So today's topic, it's one that's been a running theme in my own life. And I've had many roadblocks on my path to permission. First of all, my parents and my entire family and community that I was in during childhood was fundamental Christian, very conservative. And I was taught that life is suffering and that my reward is in heaven after I die if I live as prescribed by the church, that is. I learned from modeling the adults around me and from teachers in the church and from personal experience to shut down my feelings, serve others, and try hard, you know, to be a perfect little saint. And for many years, I thought I was pulling it off. And at the same time, I was sexually molested repeatedly in early childhood, and I was raped right after my 12th birthday. And I was taught that women were inherently inferior and somehow dirty, particularly their sexuality. And there was this pervasive fear of female sexuality that came out as attitudes of disrespect and oppression. And I certainly got the idea that my vagina was shameful and gross. And after being raped, like I said, when I was 12, I remember obsessively having fantasies about cutting off my vagina and throwing it away because I thought it was disgusting. I know that's a harsh thing to say, but I know that there are many women who have similar experiences and have gone through similar kinds of feelings. I remember that I even hated to pee because I didn't want to wipe myself. I never touched myself, you know, down there. And I would never touch or eat anything slimy or slippery because it would, you know, remind me that it could possibly be like a vagina, which I thought was something really gross. And on top of all of this, there was this attitude that sexual pleasure was some horrific sin and that lust would send me to hell. So I felt tremendous guilt over the fact that I was, along with everything else, consumed with passion, you know, once puberty and hormones set in. And being Scorpio, I had an extra dose of that. So the great thing about all this pressure was that it was too much for me to contain, and it did burst. All this intensity of inside of me led me to the path of transformation and healing. It didn't happen overnight, but I'm now happy to report that I love my vagina. That's not what I normally call her, but I'm on the air, so that's what I would need to say at this point. But I touch myself every day with great pleasure. I enjoy touching juicy, slimy things, and I absolutely love sex. I've learned to have multitudes of out-of-this-world orgasms easily and without shame. I've helped many women who didn't think that they liked sex, didn't think that they even wanted to have it, didn't think that they could ever have an orgasm. I've helped many of them to become not only orgasmic, but multi-orgasmic. And I'm still working through issues on myself and other areas, but I most definitely learned how to deeply enjoy sexual pleasure. So hallelujah for that. Anyone wanting to talk about permission for pleasure or any related topic, you call 800-930-2819. Our bodies are built for pleasure. We can receive enormous amounts of pleasure from all of our senses. You know, seeing something beautiful is immensely pleasurable. Listening to your favorite music, tasting delicious foods, receiving massage, soaking in a hot tub, dancing, breathing, making love, sitting quietly and drinking a cup of tea, watching the sunset, communing with nature, laughing with friends. There are so many ways to experience pleasure. With the busyness of this season, a most delightful pleasure that you can give yourself right now is to be present. Be fully present in your body right now. Feel your breath as it enters your lungs. Feel the aliveness in your lungs as you breathe. Feel the release in your body as you exhale. Take this moment right now to notice how you're feeling. What sensations are you having in your body right now? Can you just be with it, whatever it is? You know, don't try to change it or make it wrong. Just be with it. How's your heart right now? For many people, Christmas is a time of heartache. Whatever your heart is feeling, breathe into it. Relax and expand. Open your heart further. Release the contraction. Release the fear. Open to the sensation in your heart. And one thing that I've learned to experience is what I would call a heart orgasm. You know, we can have incredible, out-of-this-world pleasure through so many forms, physically, energetically, and it takes an openness to sensation. And it's to all sensation. When we resist the painful moments and the sensations that we don't want to experience, and we close off, we're also closed off to a lot of the pleasure and the joy. And when we're in a hurry and we're not being present, we don't notice anything that we're feeling. I know it's really easy this time of year to think, you know, you got to make food and you got to get presents and you got to do this and that. And if you're having people over, maybe you have to clean your house or who knows what. And a lot of people put an enormous amount of pressure on themselves to fit some idea in their head. And whenever you have a preconceived idea that you're trying to match on the outside, we tend to miss a lot of the pleasure in life. So I invite you to get really present. Not only is it the best gift you can give yourself, it's the best gift that you can give everyone else around you as well. I was feeling with my son that I wanted to get him something really special for Christmas, and I wanted to do all these special things with him. And today did not go the way that I had planned. And I've had this patterning of when things don't go the way that I planned, to push harder to make things go the way that I'd planned. And I've been working on shifting that and doing really well with it. But I was falling back into that pattern this morning, and I noticed that, you know, I wasn't having any fun. He wasn't having any fun. It was becoming stressful. So I stopped myself, and I thought, you know, I don't have to do all these things. I don't have to have this list that I live up to. So I dropped everything I was doing, and my son and I started having a pillow fight. And we started laughing and having a lot of fun. And instantly, we were back in the present and just enjoying each other. And I just encourage anyone listening, I invite you right now to be present. That's all we ever have, this moment right now. There's so many ways to feel good. There's so many ways to be happy. No matter how many things you have to get done, whatever party you're going to, or whatever party you're putting on, or if you're staying home alone, or on the road driving, whatever you're doing, just be present right now with whatever you're feeling. And I'm sending out a blessing to everyone. So anyone who wants to open your heart, you can receive it. I'm sending a great big heart hug, lots of love and blessings to anyone on the line right now listening. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. If you'd like to call into the show, the number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. Keep breathing fully and enjoying your breath. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. That's open, O-P-E-N, live, L-I-V-E, now, N-O-W. OpenLiveNow.com. My contact information is on that site. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments. So our topic today is permission for pleasure. Give yourself permission for self-love, sexual fulfillment, and self-expression. If you'd like to call into the show, the number is 800-930-2819. So I received a question through email on the break. It's from Patty in Seattle. And she writes, I've never had an orgasm with my husband. We've been married for 26 years. He used to try to make me have one. We both gave up years ago. I don't really care that much, but sometimes it bothers me, especially when it seems to bother him. Is it true that some women are just not capable of orgasming? She writes, thank you, Lynette, for answering my question. So I'd have to say, Patty, that no, I absolutely do not believe that you are not capable of having an orgasm. I believe that you and I have the same equipment, and that having the equipment doesn't mean that you know how to use it for optimal pleasure. And since you asked the question, let's dive into an answer. There are so many things that could be said about this, but I'll tell you just what comes to my head here and now, and then if you have further questions, you can write back to me or call in. So there are so many ways to orgasm. You can have a clitoral orgasm, a vaginal orgasm. You can have a clitoral-vaginal combo. You can have an anal orgasm, an anal-clitoral orgasm. You can have combinations of all of those, and you can have an energetic orgasm, and you can have all of those and an energetic orgasm. And there are levels of sexual energetic vibrations. The lowest vibrations would be those of rape and molestation. And then you go up a little higher, you get into codependent, addictive sexuality. You go into animal sexuality. And I mean, you know, human-animal sexuality. Then you go into a sense of family togetherness, of like a committed family. And then you go up into, you know, sexuality that includes emotional processing. You can go all the way vibrationally to a state of oneness with God and turning into a being of light. And I have experienced all of those levels and layers myself personally. But for a basic beginner's orgasm, I suggest that you start with self-pleasure. I know a lot of people say masturbation. I think it sounds better, sounds more descriptive of what it really is to say self-pleasure. So get to know your own body. Love your body. Love your vagina. Have a talk with your vagina. Listen to what she has to say. You know, what is she like? How does she like to be touched? And you need to know what you like so you can guide your husband to please you. Years ago in college, 20 years ago, I had a roommate who was married, and her husband liked sex and she didn't, and she thought that that was normal for women to not like sex. And I was taught that too, but I knew personally that it wasn't true. You know, even back then, I really enjoyed sex. So I talked to her about it and started teaching her some things. And she became very orgasmic, but it started for her with learning what she liked herself. You know, I asked her if she'd ever masturbated and had an orgasm. She said no. And I was like, well, hello. You know, she thought it was her husband's responsibility to make this happen for her. And once she took responsibility and started experiencing that herself, it became so much easier for her to have that with her husband. And then you need to communicate with your husband about what gives you pleasure. You know, show him exactly where and how to touch you, you know, once you've figured that out yourself. And, you know, do it with an open, fun, loving heart towards yourself and your husband. You know, you don't have to be really serious about this. You can have a lot of fun and laughing and, you know, bodies are pretty silly and, you know, and as we get older, sometimes we got funny things grow in different places and sag in different places. And, it's just great to have a sense of humor about it all, and it makes it more fun. And the more tension that you build up, the more intense the release. So if you're feeling a lot of tension, you know, don't worry, just keep at it. And, I hope you cannot get frustrated. And, you know, if you need to give up at one point, I mean, I suggest not giving up, but if you need to take a break and quit, you know, get up and jump around and laugh and that sort of thing. And, you know, try again another day. Don't feel that you've failed if you don't have an orgasm, you know, the first time or even the first 10 times or the first even 100 times. You know, if I could work with you personally, I would think you could get there pretty quickly, but I know you can do this. And that's one of the most important things, is to believe. You know, you've had a lot of evidence now for not having an orgasm, because that's what you've experienced over and over and over. It'd be really easy for you to believe that you're not going to have one, that you can't have one. And that's simply not true. You absolutely can have an orgasm. So please, Patty, take my belief in you. Take my belief in your orgasmic ability and make it your own. Choose to believe. Choose to believe that you are going to have an orgasm. Imagine yourself having an orgasm. Imagine how you're going to feel when you have an orgasm. And I don't recommend, you know, faking orgasms in the sense of, you know, pretending with your partner to have an orgasm. But there's this whole thing of faking it till you make it. And there is something to be said for, you know, pretending as if. So when you're self-pleasuring, you can pretend as if, and sometimes that can get things flowing. Also, squeezing the muscles around your vagina and your anus increases the sensation that you experience. It gets more blood flowing there. And paying attention to the way that you're breathing, where your breath goes, that puts more attention and sensation in certain areas. But let's not get, you know, too complicated with that, but just notice. Most important thing is just start touching yourself and noticing what feels good. So in order to have an orgasm, you'll need to be really open to pleasurable sensations. You know, there are many areas of heightened sensation in your vagina and your clitoris, and they can become more sensitized with use, you know, using them, touching them, training them for more pleasure. You know, they are there, but they need to be awakened. Sounds like yours have been asleep for a long time. It's not too late. They can wake up. And, you know, self-stimulation is a really great way to awaken them. And when you get really turned on, then there's air, you know, the inside of the vagina will become engorged. It will swell. And, you know, of course, also become lubricated. And when you're making love, that feels so much better for your partner, but it's also so much better for you. And so many times people make love without the woman ever getting aroused, without ever having that engorging, you know, the blood flowing. And you also want to have lubrication. Lubrication really helps. I use coconut oil myself. I like to only use something that's natural and edible. But there are all sorts of lubrications on the market, and you can even just use your own spit. But the lubrication really helps to, especially on the, you know, the clitoris, to allow a heightened sensation without the friction being painful. And everybody has their spot, but usually the top of the clitoris, either up on the right or the left side, will be a spot where it's the most sensitive. And sometimes just the lightest touch, even just the lightest touch with breath and focused attention and staying with and riding those waves of pleasure can bring you to orgasm. And you need to be willing to be out of control. Surrender to sensation. Keep surrendering over and over for the sensation. And I don't know anything about you. I'm hoping that the next thing that's coming to my mind won't be offensive. When all else fails, inside the anus, there are nerve endings, which when stimulated, increase the sensations in the clitoris. So if you and your husband are coupled with this, you can use he could use a lubricated finger to massage just inside of your anus. And while you're, doing that, he could be stimulating your clitoris. And, you know, men find this too, that that packet of nerves inside the anus increases the sensation in the penis as well. The clitoris has more nerve endings than the penis, no matter how big the penis is. And so your clitoris is built for pleasure. You know, we're capable of a basically endless pleasure, actually. And on the top of the clitoris, like I said, to the right or the left, is usually the most sensitive spot. So experiment with what feels best for you. You know, don't give up. Have fun with it. Have a sense of humor about it. Watch a sexy movie. I don't know what turns you on, you know, walking the beach, having dinner, getting a massage, but find out what pleases you, find out what turns you on, and open up to it. Enjoy your body, enjoy your life, enjoy your husband. And no information will do you any good if you don't take action. So I suggest you mark your calendar and for at least 30 minutes, three times a week, practice self-pleasure. And if you can make it an hour a day, even better. And if you need more help, write me, call me, and happy holidays, Patty. So I'm Lynette McKenzie. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Radio for Your Body and Soul. When we return, I'll tell you the story of how I had my first orgasm and became the orgasm evangelist. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Today's topic is permission for pleasure. If you want to call into the show, the number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So before I went to break, I said that I was going to share my first orgasm experience and how I became the orgasm evangelist. And I've actually certainly never shared this on air before, but I do think it's really important for people to start talking about sex and really opening up to all the pleasure that we're capable of experiencing. So I had my first orgasm when I was, let me see, I must have been 22. I was had started having sex very, very young. So I'd been having sex for quite a few years already at that point. I'd actually had gotten married at 18, and I did enjoy sex. I actually got married because I thought I had to be married to have sex, and I wanted to have sex. So that was why I got married. My husband ended up having quite a violent temper, and thankfully I got out of that. Well, after that, I was going to college, and I met a man who was much older than I. And he was a very different kind of person than I'd ever been exposed to. And we became lovers, and he said that he was going to make me have an orgasm, and I thought he was mistaken. I thought I was already having an orgasm. I was confused. I thought that just when it was feeling good, that was an orgasm. I didn't understand what a female orgasm was, actually. And as I'd said earlier, when I was younger, I wouldn't touch myself, you know, down there, because I thought it was dirty. And because I thought it was dirty, and I was suddenly getting all this attention from this man, I wanted to keep it clean. So I started using the shower head to wash myself. That way I could stay clean without actually touching myself. And this worked really well, and I had no idea how good it was going to feel. That was a side effect that I hadn't even thought about. So as it was feeling good, I began washing myself a little longer, and sometimes several times a day. And then I'd get this funny feeling, and when I got that funny feeling, I would stop. That funny feeling sort of scared me, and I didn't know what it was. It just felt like something was going to happen, and I didn't have any idea what it was that might happen. The feeling was actually uncomfortable, not really physically uncomfortable, but just not knowing what it was, being afraid of losing control, just not knowing anything about it. So this went on for some months where I would, you know, wash myself with the shower head up until the point where I'd get this funny feeling. And when I get that funny feeling, then I'd stop. So finally, one day, I said, this is it. I'm going to find out what happens if I don't stop when I get that funny feeling. And I went into the shower. I pulled the shower curtain back with a sort of determination that I'd never had before. And let me tell you, I came out of the shower a changed woman. You know, I still remember pulling the shower curtain back after finding out what was on the other side of that funny feeling. You know, of course, I had my first orgasm, and it was... Oh, thank you. I had my first orgasm, and it was spectacular. And, you know, with having this evangelical Christian background, you know, I was used to going door to door trying to save people. And with that training, my instant desire when I pulled back the shower curtain was that I wanted to share orgasms with women all over the world. You know, I was horrified to, you know, read in magazines that like 85% of women weren't having orgasms. And I don't know if that's really true or not, but that was what I heard. And I talked to so many women and they didn't like sex. So many women were trying to find ways to get out of having sex with their husband. I heard one woman who was super happy that she was menstruating like 3 to 3.5 weeks out of the month because it was an excuse to not make love with her husband. And I was horrified to hear that. And I just started talking to women about it and telling them, you know, what pleasure was there to be experienced. And this was back when I'd only knew about just having one orgasm. I had no idea. You know, I soon learned you could have many and then learned that you could get into a state of such ecstasy that it's like one enormous orgasm that goes on and on with all sorts of variations and crescendos and, you know, hitting different frequencies and vibrations. And as long as you can stay with it and open to it, and as long as you're having that stimulation, that you can continue riding that wave. And as you become more sensitive, you need less and less stimulation, where just the energy and breathing, you know, with tantric lovemaking, you can get into, you know, hours of ecstatic bliss. I know that the show is permission for pleasure, and of course sex is not the only sort of pleasure there is. But shame and a feeling of unworthiness is something that stops so many of us from having pleasure. And a lot of that really comes to sex, even with hugging a friend, like at Christmas, hugging your family. how often do we really get present for the hug and really feel the pleasure of it? How often do you feel the pleasure of breathing, the pleasure of walking or moving? You know, how often do you really feel the pleasure of eating your food, of petting your cat or dog, of hugging your child? So I have a caller. I'm going to take the call. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call, Annette.
And you are?
My name is Greg, and I'm calling in from Westerly.
So hello, Greg from Westerly. Do you have a question?
Yeah, actually I do. I know that different women experience orgasms in different ways, and I actually was with a woman who actually ejaculated. Is that normal?
That's an interesting question. And first of all, it's not very many women, unfortunately, ejaculate, but it's absolutely healthy and normal. I ejaculate regularly. It's fabulous. And I'll say a lot more about that. But first, I want to tell a quick story of a friend of mine when I was much younger. Her mother said that she'd only had one orgasm in her life, and it was when she was 18 years old, and her boyfriend had his mother's car, and it had these white, like suede kind of seats. And when she orgasmed, she ejaculated, and she thought that she'd peed, and she was horrified, and he was horrified, and he kicked her out of the car, and it was traumatic for her, and she never had another orgasm.
Wow.
So it's typical for women to think that they are peeing when the sensation comes and the ejaculation happens. So is it your partner now ejaculates?
No, this was at one point in my life. But I'm going to let you go because I'm having people over for Christmas, but I really enjoy your show. I listen every week.
Thank you, Greg. So on that topic of female ejaculation, I want to say that they've done some studies. I think they should do a lot more. And the ejaculate comes from the urethra. And just like in a man, he urinates out of his urethra and he also ejaculates out of his urethra. Same with the woman. And it can be anything from a little spurt to copious amounts. And it can have, it's generally clear and usually doesn't have a smell and can taste anywhere from salty to sweet. I found myself that there are different kinds of fluid coming from different places. I wish I'd study it more. And I'm not sure how much I could say about that, but I'll just say that there's a place inside of the vagina that swells. And for me, I have experienced that in a heightened state of kundalini, orgasmic sexual pleasure and bliss, that something opens from this area inside my vagina and that waters come out and it feels like a baptism. It's like the water goes up my spine, you know, the fire goes up my spine, the water comes down my spine and it flows out and it has a sweet taste to it. And it's something that I do think that we need to have an education about so that women will know that this is absolutely healthy experience. And maybe we need to have, you know, towels in bed. But it's clear, it doesn't stain anything, and it's odorless. This is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, we'll return to Permission for Pleasure. Stay tuned.
Is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Annette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. The topic today is permission for pleasure. There are many reasons why we don't allow ourselves pleasure. Often our lives are so full that we're rushing to catch up. And many people tell themselves that I'll have pleasure after this or after that or after I complete this thing or that thing. And some people even think, oh, I'm going to enjoy my life after I retire. And with that attitude, there are so many people that die shortly after retirement, or if their idea of retirement is just sitting and relaxing, they get so unhealthy that they don't have long to live. So I have to tell you something. There is no future. Krishnamurti was asked many questions, and one question that he was asked was about the future, and his answer was, that is the easiest question I've gotten all day. There is no future. All we have is this present moment. This very moment, it's all we ever have. It's all you have right now. It's all you're ever going to have. You will never really have a future other than as a concept. So if you want pleasure in your life, now is the time to open to it, right now. It's always, always, always right now. So I invite you to do that right now. Open up to pleasure. The same amount of blessing is coming to everyone equally all the time. You just need to open up to it. Feelings of unworthiness are another reason that many people don't receive pleasure. When we have an unconscious program that's running inside of us saying, I'm not worthy, you know, the experience of pleasure is greatly diminished if you can even experience it at all. And I know this one very well. You know, much of my life, I felt like an absolute victim. You know, I felt like I was a victim in a cruel world. And it seemed that, you know, really awful things happened to me one after another. You know, it seemed almost perpetual. And I was not thrilled to hear for the first time over a decade ago that I have responsibility for creating my own life. You know, that's not how it felt to me at all. And the first time I heard that, I was really angry. It took several years for me to even begin to really open up to the idea. And luckily, I've been on a path of personal growth and transformation, and so I've opened, you know, more and more and more to so many things, including the truth that I am creating my experience. I do understand the truth of this now. I see that whatever I believe, my unconscious mind, like a computer, will play it out and make it true. If I believe I'm not worthy, something unconsciously is always playing that out and making it true. If I believe that life is suffering, something is playing it out and making it true. There's, you know, billions or trillions of bits of information around us all the time that we can perceive, but we're only picking up on a small amount of that information. And the part we're picking up is the part that fits our programming. If you're programmed to see brown, you'll only see brown. And even things that are kind of grayish brown, you'll see as brown. Things that are pinkish brown, you'll see as brown, because you're only seeing brown. If you're programmed to see red, you're only going to see red. You'll see red in purple. You'll see red in pink. You'll see red everywhere. If you're programmed to receive pleasure, you will receive pleasure. If you're programmed that you don't deserve pleasure or that life is suffering, you're going to get that fed back to you. I invite you to just pay attention to the inner workings of your own spirit and mind, and just notice what you're programming. Because what you believe is what you're going to experience. So it's my mission in life to continue to awaken myself and to help others in their awakening. And it's my absolute pleasure to guide others to see what, you know, their unconscious programming, the contracts that they, you know, made in childhood without even realizing it, that are running their life and creating, you know, the limitations that they're currently, you know, stuck in, you know, circulating over and over and over. I absolutely love helping people get free of suffering. And I'm really thrilled to be doing the work that I do, which is either in person or over the phone. Actually, most of my work is over the phone these days. I've been having clients in Australia and Ireland and several in India and many on the East Coast. I'm living on the West Coast myself. My site is openlivenow.com. You can get my contact information there. And I am what's called a body story expert. I help people, you know, break free of the contracts and stories that are stuck in their body. And I have a lot of tools and skills that I use in doing that, but I also have the ability to tune into someone else's energy and feel what they're feeling in their body and in their spirit. And from that vantage point, be able to really quickly pinpoint what's happening inside of them and what is the next, you know, best action for them to take in getting free. It's really fun work. If you have interest in seeing if we're a fit, seeing if it's something that will work for you, you can go to my site. You can get a free body story inventory and a 15-minute consultation with that, completely free. And just filling out the form is, you know, something that brings a lot of extra awareness, which is wonderful. But in addition to that, you can get a reading from me and just, you know, a chance to check it out for free. If your heart guides you in that direction, I really encourage you to take me up on my offer. If you're wanting to have, you know, more freedom, more passion, if you're wanting to heal your wounds and start being fully present in your life, fully passionate, you know, I work with a lot of women to help them enjoy sex, but in that process, so much of what I do is helping people connect with, you know, the wounds that have been blocking them, you know, healing relationships, working on their body image and shame so that they feel the sexy, goddess, amazing being that they actually are, that they can feel the passion and life purpose that they have, that you have, that we all have inside of us that's blocked by things. And if you don't do something about the things that are blocking you from experiencing your purpose, your passion, from experiencing that connection to who you really are and how you really want to live and what gift you have to offer the world, it's not just going to go away on its own. I really encourage you to take some step, either with me or someone else, take action and change this. you know, I work with people all the time that have amazing breakthroughs. I just worked with a woman in Ireland who said she'd been searching for 21 years with different healers and therapists. And, you know, I got lucky and was just the right person for her. And we're able to get right down to what she needed. And boom, her life has changed. You know, another woman in India writes me regularly about how incredibly thrilled she is that how much her life has changed just from, you know, one session. And it's possible for you too. It's possible for all of us in every moment to be free. So if you'd like to contact me, my website is openlivenow.com. All my information is on the contact page. You can also link with me on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, I have an Opening to Ecstasy site, and I put, I'll post blogs up there and also just put little things from my heart that come to me to share, and I love to have interaction with people. So if you're interested in connecting with me in any of these ways, and also if you're interested in, you know, channeling, healing, or body story session, or your free 15-minute consultation, go to openlivenow.com. And the contact information is easily accessible through that page. And be sure to download your free energy emergency toolkit. That's also on my site, openlivenow.com. This is my first time really coming out and talking about sex on air. And it's something that I've been thinking about doing for some time. I felt led to help people to experience, you know, more pleasure in their body. There are so many people that really want to be enjoying sex, whether they're single or in a partnership, and so many married people that either aren't really enjoying sex or even aren't having sex any longer. And it's something that I really love helping people with. So if you're out there and you've not ever had an orgasm or haven't had one in a long time, I assure you, you can have an orgasm. It'll be a lot easier than you think. Where you put your attention, you know, if you have intention to have this pleasure and you put your attention there, then that's going to grow. That's going to expand. Whatever we pay attention to grows. So if you are having a pleasurable sensation, pay attention to it. Allow it to grow inside you. Whether it's the delicious food in your mouth, be really present with that and allow that wonderful sensation to really fill your whole mouth and all your taste buds. If someone is hugging you, allow that pleasurable sensation to go all the way through your heart and your being. Whatever wonderful, pleasurable, juicy, peaceful, loving sensations you're having, give yourself absolute permission to completely be filled and embody, you know, have in your body the sensation. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific for Opening to Ecstasy. I'll be hosting Dr. Pat's show for her this Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. You can link to Dr. Pat's show through TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's been a pleasure sharing with you today. Please give yourself permission for pleasure. I'll meet you here again next Friday for Opening to Ecstasy. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.